fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Just a square. Punks and hippies are the latest fads. I watch them invade the Sunset Strip. Well, I was here first and I leave here last. So you better think twice before you call me a drip. Things are changing awful fast. What's out today is in tomorrow. Pardon me while I stand and stare. I'm a Hollywood square. We'll be right back.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums. With a light blue hue to them. Fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. A special two plums for one.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 FM and cable, and we're streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And my name's Aaron. I'm here with you till 1 o'clock today, as always. And if there's something you'd like to hear, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And yeah, I got a good show for you today. Started off with some early tracks. First off, we started with the Hollywood Squares from the Restrangled release on Rave Up Records out of Italy. We heard a track called Hollywood Square. And yeah, they were a band from the early LA punk scene going back to the late 70s. And they had a great track called The Hillside Strangler. And yeah, that's on here, two versions of it. And it's nine songs in total, and I think that's all they did. And then we follow with another band going back to 1980 out of Texas. I'm talking about the Nerve Breakers, and the name of the track is called I Don't Believe in Anything. And this one came out last year on Get Hip Recordings, and it's a pretty cool release. And yeah, hadn't gotten into them for quite recently. And we're going to get into some other early SoCal punk, and we're going to get into a couple of colored vinyl reissues, which came out for Independent Record Store Day, and we're going to hear a double shot by the Avengers here on Generation Annihilation.
I'm a chauffeur limousine. You see me, I'm a liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
SFU Woodwards presents Miss, The Golden Dawn. An original electronic opera, The Golden Dawn will be performed in two intimate shows at the Goldcorp Center for the Arts. For Miss' live show of elaborate and handmade costumes, visuals and lightings, they have created an electronic opera that weaves a story told in theater, dance and video. The Miss plays Studio D on June the 22nd and 23rd. Showtime at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased through sfuwoodwards.ca.
Of a change of pace there. The Bad Brains from the B-side of the Pay to Come 7-inch going back to 1980, and this one just has been reissued. Actually, this was 1979 and very early hardcore single, although you wouldn't know that by that song. The A-side is pretty hardcore, but yeah, that's a slow reggae number by the Bad Brains out of Washington, D.C., and yeah, there we go. Bad Brains going back to 1979. And also in the sets, we started off with a double shot of the Avengers. We heard the B-side of the Painted Black single. And, we heard a track called Thin Line. And then we heard the A-side of Teenage Rebel 7-inch. We heard a song called Teenage Rebel. Yeah, and the Avengers classic, late 70s LA act. This one came out in 1978. And, both these color vinyl reissues have been reissued, courtesy of Superior Viaduct Records. Speaking of viaducts, I heard there's there's been talk of tearing down the Georgia and Dunsmuir viaducts in Vancouver. Gee, I sure would cause a lot of traffic jams. I sure hope they don't go ahead with it. What are they thinking? Anyways, also in the sets, DOA from the Something Better Change release going back to 1980. We heard a track called The Great White Hope, and yes, about 22, 23 minutes into the show, and we're going to get into a brand new release from Criminal Code. Here we go. By request, that is the Nils with a track called Scratches and Needles. And that one is going out to Rob Murfitt. And, yeah, on the Something to Believe In comp, going back to 1984 on BYO Records. And we heard a double shot of the Nils. Sellout Young, the 12-inch on Psych Records. We heard a track called Freedom. And, yeah, I guess Rob was listening to that, and he thought, oh, this sounds so good. I sure would love to hear Scratches and Needles by the Nils right now. So, yeah, I played a track for him, Scratches and Needles by the Nils, on that Nils double shot. The Nils out of Montreal, Quebec, Canada, who are long and gone. And, yeah, we heard two songs in the set before that. We heard from Criminal Code out of Olympia, Washington, and, yeah, we heard a track called Red Lights, and, yeah, good act. Seen them a couple of times. I've seen them once. They've been here a couple of times. I've seen them once, and they're pretty good. And, yeah, this 7-inch was put out by themselves, and we heard another band from the Bay Area, Songs for Snakes, and we heard a track called Charcoal Heather, and, yeah, that's self-released by them. They got a Bandcamp page. And really good stuff, very reminiscent of Husker Du and the Nils, and in the vocal department, they kind of remind me of Jawbreaker, and not a bad thing either. So, yeah, let's get back into the show. We're going to get into a set of German punk. This is and German 80s punk, I'd like to add. Yeah, nothing new in this set, but it's sort of new because this one has been reissued. It's the Boss Cops. Here we go.
And they'll tell you why Berlin's a great place to be during the holidays.
There's a task force report expected on the October 23rd bombing of the Marine compound in Beirut.
We'll be right back. Deutschen Demokratischen Republik. Ich bin sehr glücklich darüber, als erster Deutscher an diesem charmanten Weltraumflug teilnehmen zu dürfen.
BRD, BRD, ihr bringt uns um, es tut nicht weh! Morgenlang und Miesel, dafür habt ihr Schwannigen, auf uns und unsere Macht, liegt das Ding, das ist von aus.
Yeah!
This month, in the June issue of Discorder, we chat with Needles and Pins about superstitions, disband some winter woes with Young Pacific, meet the fellows of Capital Six and their heartfelt psych folk jams, and find out about the glamorous life of a touring indie band and our feature on Beekeeper. Plus, sad about the end of Coachella? Never fear, not when you have part one of our Vancouver Summer Festival Guide. See what the Anza Club is all about in our venues section. Learn about the fictional band Wet Leather in Textually Active. As always, find out about the latest and greatest music, both live and recorded, in the Discorder calendar, under review and real live action section. And don't forget about our feature on Music Waste, which takes place June 4th to 10th. And meet DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack, hosts of Trance and Dance, in our On the Air section. All this and more from Discorder, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and four songs of German hardcore punk in that last set. Started off with a brand new reissue from Boss Cops. The name of the release is called SOL 12. We heard a track called Keen Text, and it's on Farewell Records. And then we followed with a track by a band called the Melon Urs. I keep calling them the Melon Heads, but they're called the Melon Urs from Berlin, Germany. And the track we heard was called Hoax. And this is a really good, fast, thrashy, hardcore 7-inch from 1983. And I'd almost put it in, lump in the same category as a lot of the Swedish stuff that was coming out. Bands like Anti... Jesus, this is really bad. Drawing a blank here. I'm trying to compare them to some anti-CMEX. That's it. Bands like anti-CMEX that were coming out of Sweden. Yeah, they sound like they could be a Swedish band, but they are a German band. So, and this one came out a few years back on Thought Crime Records. And we followed with a track from Bluten Eitzen. It's from a compilation going back to 1986, U-Boats Attack America. We heard a track called Countdown. This is on Flipside Records. And we follow with Everything Falls Apart from a compilation called Viva Amcanto on Mortem Records. And that one's going back to 1987, and it's a benefits compilation for South African, something to do with South Africa and apartheid, which doesn't exist any longer. And good comp. Glad to find it at Hits and Misses Records when I was last in Seattle last weekend. And yeah, time's just flying by in the show here, so we're going to try and get a few more in. This is an act from the UK, and they have been going probably longer than a lot of you, than some of you. And they are the English Dogs, so let's give them a listen. Fucking Delta Plus power now! Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we started that set off with Brand New English Dogs with a track called Fuck the Delta Riot Pig. Or Fuck the Delta Riot Dog. And yeah, English Dogs just toured the States, but not that version. There's two versions of the English Dogs. There's the crossover act that they morphed into, and they just toured the States, and then there's the punk English Dogs that's probably have never toured the States but are still playing in England. And yeah, they both feature members of the original lineup who obviously are no more, but kudos to the English Dogs for kicking out a drummer of theirs who was playing for them. Didn't know the guy too well. He showed up with a swastika pin, so they said, you're out of there. And yeah, we then heard a track called The Weren't, going back to 1987, from a release called Wrecking Temples on Knockout Records. And that was an act that was comprised of members of GBH and the English Dogs. And it's got Ross and Jock from GBH. It had Jock and Ross from GBH on in the band. And it had Wakey from English Dogs and Pink from English Dogs on drums, who played in that last song that year. Well, Wakey, the vocalist, that played in that song. So, yeah, then we followed with some GBH. What a Bargain, Combat Records, going back to 1987. We heard a track called Infected. Not their best song, but, yeah, it's not too bad. And, yeah, we got about another 5 minutes to go in the show, so we're going to try and cram a few more in. Here's an act that will be playing Vancouver, and they'll be playing next Monday, this coming Monday, with the Jolts, Vacant State. And yeah, the Jolts, Vacant State. I should have this stuff in front of me. But yeah, they're playing with the Jolts, Vacant State. And this band here, Hoax. And there's one more. Oh, No Problem. How could I forget? No Problem from Edmonton. So we're going to hear the band from Massachusetts that'll be playing. This is one that is going down at the Zoo Shop Record Shop down in Maine and Hastings. Yeah, this is Hoax. Here we go. We'll be right back. winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. We heard a band from Massachusetts that will be playing Vancouver at the Zoo Shop this coming Monday with Vacant State, The Jolts, and No Problem from Edmonton. And it's going to be a really cool show. And we heard a track from their demo, and it's called Stuck. And, yeah, don't be stuck not going to this show because it's going to be a good one. And after that, we heard a new local Vancouver band who I don't know too much about, but they're called Ape War. And this was recorded this year, and we had a track called Alberta Report. And, yeah, it's about another 2 or 3 minutes to go on the show. So, yeah, why don't you check out Generation Online, www.generationannihilation.com, playlist, podcasts, all that kind of cool stuff. It's up there, and like us on Facebook. And as far as upcoming shows, don't forget Thursday, July 5th and Friday, July 6th. 10 years of Generation Annihilation on the air. It's a long time, eh, Andy?
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
I remember that back in the day.
You were there way back when.
You like my t-shirt?
I do.
Some guy gave it to me.
Yeah. What's the shirt?
It's Brady's Problem.
We'll be playing with Oi Polloi, Bishop's Green, Car 87 at Funky Winker Beans July 5th for part one of the Generation Annihilation anniversary shows. And then the following night, Oi Polloi will be playing with Systematic, Total War, and Coastmore, and that's at the Ukrainian Hall. Oi Polloi in Vancouver. Wasn't sure if I'd ever see the day, but man, I'll sure be glad to see it. Sure be glad to see Oi Polloi in Vancouver. And we're going to leave you with some Oi Polloi with a track called They Shoot Children. And we got Power Chord coming up next with Andy. What's your metal alias, Andy?
Well, same as punk. Andy Grotesque.
Andy Grotesque. He plays the grotesque punk and the grotesque metal. And what does he play on his radio show tonight?
I'm playing melodic punk.
All right. But what's your radio show normally?
Metal, punk, and fiddle, and folk, and everything.
And that's Andy's Addict on CIVL.
Yeah.
In Abbotsford. Yeah. Mission. Download podcasts and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah. Oi Polloi, They Shoot Children. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next. We'll be right back.
Shirtless robots listen to CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm just trying to let everybody know so they put their t-shirts on.
Yes, welcome to Power Chord. My name is Andy Grotesque, and yes, I'm here for the first time in, what, about 3 months or so? Something like that.
I wasn't keeping track, but
been a while.
Seems like it's been a while.
Yeah, and that was brand new Rush. I didn't think I'd ever play any Rush, but I like that. I'm not a Rush fan, but I like that new Rush. That's a single off their upcoming CD, which is going to be released. I can't remember. Sometime in a week or two, I think.
That did sound pretty good.
And yeah. The song is called Headlong Flight.
I'll tell you something about Rush and me not being a Rush fan. I wouldn't consider me to be a Rush fan either, but being a record collector and a record buyer and going to dollar bins, you end up buying some records by some bands. I don't mind Rush. The first album is really good, and I think their other albums have some moments, good musicians, but looking at my collection, it's like, hey, wait a minute, how did I get 5 Rush records? What's going on? Oh, yeah, they were only $2 each.
Hey.